This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form on the app, stream on smart speakers and connected devices, and on FM at 98.1 KJUG.
98.1 KJUG, Tom and Becky in the Morning.
I wake up every morning in a bed that's too small, drive my daughter to a school that's too expensive, and then I go to work to a job for which I get paid too little. But on pretzel day, well, I like pretzel day.
Let's get an update. How did you do yesterday on your chocolate and wine consumption?
I will have you know,
yes?
I consumed no chocolate Easter eggs yesterday.
No chocolate Easter eggs.
Maybe an ice cream sandwich. And not one glass of wine yesterday. But that was...
Well, I don't want to hear any of this diva prima donna bull from any of y'all.
I have been feeling pretty rested.
Yes.
But I was so tired yesterday. Jeff, too. We were so tired yesterday. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to put the kids to bed, and then I'll have a glass of wine, watch The Crown, whatever.
Yeah.
Like 7:30.
Yeah.
It was one of those nights. Put Poppy in bed. Okay, read me a story.
You didn't do the...
Fell asleep. I woke up at like 9:30. I'm like, what is happening?
You did it. You did the... I'm just going to rest my eyes.
I'm just going to rest my eyes for a minute. You just read me your book.
Right.
And I fell asleep. 9:30, woke up.
Your daughter put you to bed.
But then listen to this. I'm like, where's Jeff? I go in our room. Our light's on. There's no one in our room. No one around. I'm like, where is he? I open Oliver's room. Jeff. Boom. Passed out.
Oh, my gross.
Sleep.
Oh, my gross.
Like, what is happening? So I had to wake him up. And then I was like, oh, forget it. And I was in no mood than to even have a glass of wine. You know, I was just tired.
No, right.
I just crawled right into bed.
Right.
Like, I took everything I had to even turn my TV on to try and watch something. And
I don't.
I
know.
Out.
I know. And then you end up, you're like, okay, I'm just going to take my shoes off right here next to my bed.
Yeah.
And I'm not even going to put them in the closet.
I'm just
pants off, shoes off.
Asleep.
I'm just right to bed. Yeah. I'll pick the
clothes
up in the morning.
Super duper mad though, because when I start in January, remember I was going to go back on the keto diet. Everything was going to be good.
Yeah.
And I'd lost, like, I don't know, like 5 pounds or something.
Yeah.
Weighed myself today. I'm right back to where I was January 1st. Pissed. I'm so mad right now.
It's all right.
Get out. Like, get my something.
I'm here
for
you. It's okay.
It's because, like, I have all this time in the world to make crock pot dinners. Like, let's make big dinners,
know.
You know? Why not? I've got all the time in the world in the afternoon.
If I eat that chicken pot pie from Costco one more time, I'm telling you, it's so good.
You guys.
It is a vegetable lasagna from Vaughn's and a chicken pot pie from Costco.
Yeah.
I'll eat both of those every single night for dinner. I'll do it. What happened yesterday when you went to Trader Joe's?
Oh, my God.
What happened to the lady blowing the onion?
Yes.
What?
I don't know.
Who did this? This guy just got arrested in Kentucky for licking the
deodorant.
I know,
but I don't think she wasn't doing it to be, like, malicious or be weird or anything. Okay, so I went to Trader Joe's yesterday, which, by the way, every time I go out of my house, I feel like I'm Beth and the world is a Hummel. I just need to get that out there. I feel like I'm covered in germs. I'm going to come home.
May the odds always be in
your favor.
Just
going to have to, like, feed me chicken noodle soup.
Yeah.
Like, just,
okay.
You know.
Right, I got
like,
you.
Like, oh, God, here I go. I mean, I feel like I just have a little basket in my arm. I'm just going out with
I'm with you.
Okay. So I get to Trader Joe's. I did not even want to go yesterday, but I had to get out and get some stuff. So I'm walking through, and a lady working there, I'm waiting for her because I'm trying to keep my 6 feet distance. And
you're
I'm standing
line?
There. No, I'm over by the produce, by the onions.
Oh, okay.
There's the onions.
Okay.
I'm standing there, and a lady working there blows on the produce. Like, she's like, like clearing stuff off of it. And I had to get my onion, and I grabbed one of the onions she blew on. I needed that onion. But I'm looking around, like, am I on, like, a joke show right now? Is someone going to come out? But she wasn't, like, coughing on it, but she was, like, blowing stuff away, like,
she blew an onion.
She blew on an onion.
Unbelievable. Why?
I don't know. Do you think that, like, am
and
I being dramatic, or do you think
it?
That's like, I did, I grabbed it. Like,
did you eat it yet?
Not
did
yet, it's in my fridge.
I mean, it's layers, you gotta peel off the layer.
I know, it's in my fridge.
Why would she do that?
I don't know. Do you think that's weird? Like, maybe we shouldn't be, like, blowing on, like, the produce right
now?
Yeah,
because even if it was, like, cleaning, like, you know how that gets, like, the dead little tiny skin on it, on the outside? Even that, wouldn't you just take, like, a rag and... I don't know.
No.
That's... What was the point of that?
I don't know. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm just being dramatic and maybe I'm just being too sensitive right now to people doing things like that.
Okay, but even forget this. Pretend we're 6 months ago and you walk into Trader Joe's and you see a worker there blow on an onion.
I don't think it would have bugged me as much.
It still seems weird to me.
It does seem weird, but it wouldn't. But it was like not just the onions. It was like Like she was like, you know, like with something's like dusty and you go,
yes, we
it was kind of like she was doing that to stuff. And it wasn't just the onions. It was like,
no mask?
Maybe like the three different, no.
No, man. Oh, no. Boy.
I know. Weird, right?
You got it. You got the heebie-jeebies.
Oh, my God. I'm Beth.
You got the heaves, Beth.
With my little, yep. I'm going to just wear my hair back like in a little peasant way, the long white nightgown. Buddy, and I'm just going to start walking around my house. So that's how I feel right now. Yeah. Like literally every time.
I know. I wouldn't eat that onion. I wouldn't
Sorry.
Eat
that.
This is Tom and Becky in the morning in podcast form on the app. Stream on smart speakers and connected devices. And on FM at 98.1 KJUG.